Chas. No, we did that already. Excuse me. 273, page 273, Tats. I haven't finished the sermon today. So again, the general topic is Birchas HaGomel. Last time we discussed what type of illnesses would obligate someone who got sick, but what type of illness would render a person chayav, obligated to bench Gomel. So we saw pain by the Machaber, pain by the Ramah. Then tests, so we have four general categories of people who are obligated to bench Gomel. People go through the Midbar, people go into the Yam, go into the ocean, wayfarers, people who are sick, people who are put into jail. So now, Machaber says, Hani Arba Lavdavka. So Machaber says, when we talk about these four categories, these general categories that we mentioned all the way at the beginning, Simon Resha tests, so it's not specifically those four. Rather, the Huadin, the Machaber says, the same thing would apply to Misha Nasa Lones. Anyone, a miracle happened to someone, so then that person would have to bench Gomel. Kigom, for example. Nafal of Koso, a wall, fell on someone. Nitzal medrisas hashor v'negicha. So, an ox, right? So, gored someone, again, not in a situation of a bullfighting, right? If there's a Jewish bullfighter. So, again, there's a discussion about if someone purposely put themselves in a case of sakana and they were saved from it, so would they bench gomel? We're not talking about that. You know, we're not talking about someone who was of course, you're not allowed to do that. But again, yeah. You went to Spain with the run of the bull, so you know, you might need your head examined. But besides that, so again, we're not talking about that. You know, walking on the street, and an ox came, right? Like we learned in Gemara. Oh, Shema Amar Alav Beir Arye Latarfo. A lion attacked you. You're in the city, you know, and a lion attacked. You know, so Haganavim Baolo. Bandits came, and it came. Nisal Mehemet, in any of these cases, a person was saved from such a situation, falling object, whatever. All these situations, again, technically it's not one of the cases, one of the four we mentioned originally. Chaim says they would have to bench Gomel. Right. And V'yeshomrim, then the Machaber brings down a second opinion and says, no, she'em mevarcha magola, olahani arba davka. So the second opinion is, no, you only bench gomel for the four cases we mentioned before. Those four cases we mentioned at the beginning, and the Machaber therefore says, so what do we do? God forbid a lion or something fell on somebody, one of those type of cases. So, so the Machaber says, "Levark below has karshim malchus." So the best thing to do is bench gomel in one of these cases that is outside the four without shame or malchus. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains that when we talk about the robbers or any of those type of cases, so we're talking about there was a sakana, hayakara of the sakana al yodam. It was dangerous. A person was in a situation of danger, and something happened, like we said before, people came and saved them, whatever the case may be. So the first opinion said you'd have to bench Gomel. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah explains that according to the second opinion, there'd only be the four cases we mentioned originally. Well, they hold. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because in those four cases, Chazal saw that those are cases where a person was saved and have to recognize what Hashem did. But only in those cases did Chazal make a benching gomel, which is not true in the cases where we mentioned today, like a building falling on someone or something like that, because they're not common. Shem shchichim klal, it's very unusual a person, a building would fall upon somebody. Maybe in those days it was more common, because of how they built buildings. But whatever, So you went bench gomel according to the second opinion, would only be the four. Now the Mishnah Brura, the Chofetz Chaim says in the Mishnah Brura that even though the Mechaber said that if it's something outside the preview of the four cases, you should bench without shame or malchus, the Mishnah Brura says that the custom is like the first opinion. Custom is like the first opinion that even though a person might find themselves in a situation where it wasn't exactly one of the four cases we mentioned in the beginning, be one of the cases we mentioned today, you know, with a lion or a building or one of those ganovim, one of those type of cases, 18th Street Gang or a Chas V'Shalom or something like that. So the Mishnah Brura says the minhag is like the first opinion. But even if it's outside technically the four cases, so you bench gomel, and the Chofetz Chaim says, v'chei mistav. Makes sense, the Chofetz Chaim says. So, and that's basically what we do. Again, but again, a lot of people just bench gomel for reasons, and sometimes they're not valid. Sometimes they're not valid reasons, like avoiding an accident. Right? We discussed that. Somebody in the shul bench gomel a few weeks ago, and I went up to him and said, why did you bench gomel? He said, because there was a fire in the building, or there was supposed to be a fire, and I was on the other side of the building, and they evacuated the building, and so he got out. It wasn't like I don't think it was such a danger to him, but I don't know if in that case you'd bench gomel necessarily. So again, we talked about these cases. Somebody was shot at, they missed by a country mile, so you know. But again, so that's the halachas of gomel. And Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll get on to dreams. In the dreams. Okay?